If you can't drive 55, you and Sammy Hagar might want to head out for these ultra-fast highways. I'm Troy Duran for Car Tech on Radio Daddy-O. So what good is an open highway if you're not allowed to put foot to metal and push your ride to the max? Unfortunately, highway patrol across the country seem to see things a different way. Once upon a time, in states like Montana, there were highways you could find where you could go as fast as you want as long as you were being, quote, cautious and prudent. Well, not anymore. Even the loneliest roads have strict speed limits. But that doesn't mean there aren't any fast highways left. After all, this is America. Here are three of the fastest roads in the country for you to enjoy when you get the chance. First stop, Texas, and their 41-mile toll road with an 85-mile-per-hour limit. Opened in 2012, this stretch of highway is the last remnant of the Trans-Texas Corridor Project, a one-time superhighway that was supposed to have traveled through the heart of the entire state. The road is located about 40 miles east of San Antonio, and it costs an estimated $8.21 for out-of-state drivers. Not a bad price to satisfy your need for speed. Number two, Louisiana. Not just famous for their Mardi Gras and gumbo, the state also features some of the highest speed limits in the entire country. After the government decided to repeal blanket speed limits across the country, Louisiana decided to set theirs at a whopping 75 miles per hour on rural interstate roads and 70 miles per hour on urban interstates. In Utah, after multi-year studies into the ramifications of traveling at high speeds on highways, Utah took the unprecedented step of actually raising their speed limits to 80 miles per hour in an effort to increase road safety. John Gleason at the Utah Department of Transportation explained the decision by saying, quote, "We had to look at geometry and speed, speed-related crashes, just to see if it made sense. And in these designated areas, 80 miles per hour is the optimal speed." Never thought we'd say it, but we agree with the DOT on this one. I'm Troy Duran for Car Tech on Radio Daddy-O.